بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن ابي هريره رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ان الله لا ينظر الى صوركم واموالكم ولكن ينظر الى قلوبكم واعمالكم. رواه مسلم. Inshallah, today we discuss sincerity of intention. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala an says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not look at your outward appearances, nor at your possession, nor at your wealth. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at your hearts, and Allah ta'ala looks at your deeds. Allah ta'ala does not look at a person's outward features, his beauty, nor does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala look at a person's wealth. When Allah judges a person, it is his intention in the heart, and Allah looks at the person's actions. So it means the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure will not be based upon a person's face or his wealth, but upon his heart and his deeds, as to how much sincerity was in his heart. So the person who is sincere, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards him for his sincerity. Allah ta'ala does not look at how wealthy a person is, or how handsome a person is, or how beautiful a person is, and based on that Allah ta'ala gives the person reward. No. Allah looks at the sincerity of the person's intention. And therefore the very famous hadith narrated by Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala, when he says, سَمِعْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يَقُولُ إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَاتِ. I heard Rasulullah s.a.w. saying, verily all actions are depend on the intentions. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make hijrat from Makkah to Medina. So he commanded the Sahaba to leave Makkah and go to Medina. In the beginning, they went just few in number. Then as time went by, more and more Sahaba left. So this was the hukam from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that they should make hijrat, migrate from Makkah and go to Madinah Munawwara. One particular person comes to a lady in Makkah and he wishes to propose for her. So she tells him, no, I'm going to Madinah Munawwara. If you really want to get married to me, you come there. So you must migrate, you must leave Makkah and come to Madinah. And if you come there, then only I will marry you. So he leaves Makkah, he migrates from Makkah and he comes to Madinah Munawwara. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes to know that this was the intention. He had come to Madinah Munawwara because he wanted to get married to this particular sahabiya radiallahu ta'ala anha. On this Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, innama al-a'malu bin-niyat. That every action or all actions that are judged and based upon the intentions. فَمَنْ كَانَتْ هِجْرَتُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ فَهِجْرَتُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. If the person's sincere intention was to migrate, leave Makkah, come to Medina solely for the pleasure of Allah and His Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then he will be rewarded likewise. Then his hijrat will be classified as a hijrat for Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَمَنْ كَانَتْ هِجْرَتُهُ إِلَى الدُّنْيَا يُصِيبُهَا. If a person left Makkah and he came to Medina to do business, his migration was to earn or to gain some dunya, or awi mar'atin yatazawwajuha aw yankihuha, or his purpose and aim of this migration was solely to get married to a woman, then he will get married, he will get dunya, he will get married to her. So hijratuhu ila ma hajara ilay, whatever was his intention, that is what his migration will be classified as. That he made hijrat from Makkah to Medina for dunya purpose, or to get married to a woman, or towards Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the intention was the most important thing. Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in did not reveal this person's name. He made an error, but of course he made tawbah, istighfar, or he did not know at that time that he should not have had those intentions. It should have been solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They did not expose him. Therefore, When we talk about this incident, all we know is that he was muhajir. He was a migrator for a particular woman. Not his name was not given. Nonetheless, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has exhorted us in the ahadith to do actions solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a very interesting story. Many of us may have heard this before. It's a long story. I'll just give you the gist of the story. Where three people were traveling one night and they sought refuge in a cave. And as they went into this cave, a huge rock slid and it covered the whole entrance of the cave. So they were locked up there. They could not come out. So they decided that let us invoke Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the basis of some good deed that we have done in our life, solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So each one pondered that which deed, which action did I do in my life, which is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There was no show, there wasn't any riyah, ostentation, nothing. I did it solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one of them remembers and he said, oh Allah, I had very aged parents, very old parents, and I used to always give them the milk at night, their night's drink, before giving it to my children or any of the other family members. This is always my ma'mul, my practice. I'll give my parents this milk at night, then I'll give the rest of the family. So one day, I went to chop some wood into the forest, and as I was looking for a suitable tree, I got delayed. By the time I came back home, my parents were already asleep. So I still stood there with the milk, with the bowl in my hand, waiting for them to wake up. Perhaps they'll wake up some part of the night and I will give them this milk. Right till morning when they woke up, I gave them the milk. The entire night, I sat there or I stood there with a bowl of milk and I did not give it to any of my other family members, even though that my children were also making, they required the milk, but I first gave it to my parents. Oh Allah, if I have done this solely for your pleasure, then relieve us from this distress and this problem. So the rock moved slightly. Allah said, I made it move. The second person said, oh Allah, I had a cousin whom I love very dearly. And I desired to satisfy my lust with her, but every time I made some attempt, she refused. It so happens that there was drought, there was famine, and she was forced to come to me. I was very wealthy. So I offered to give her 120 dinars, gold coins, on condition that she will yield herself, submit herself to me and satisfy my desire. So because she was forced to, she agreed. He says, when I was able to get hold over her and was about to break her virginity and make commit zina, she said, Fi Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not break my virginity except with its legal right and there is nikah. Don't make zina. He said, the moment she said this, I restrained myself from her and I walked away from her and I had given her the 120 dinars. I left it with her. Oh Allah, if I have done this solely for your pleasure, then relieve us from this distress. And so the rock moved a little. The third person said, oh Allah, I had some laborers, I had some workers. I paid them all their due beside one particular person. He did not come to collect his wage. And he left without taking his wage. He departed. So I took his salary and I invested his money. After some time he comes back. So because I invested his salary, there were so many more camels and cows and livestock that now I became part of the investment. So I told him, all that what you see here, it is yours. So he took everything. And he left nothing behind. Oh Allah, if I have done this solely for your pleasure, then remove us from this distress. So the rock moved, and all three then emerged freely. So this was on basis of the ikhlas they had, the sincerity, whatever action they had mentioned, they had done this solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So ikhlas is something very, very important. Whichever action we do, whatever we do, it should never be for riyah, ostentation, or for name and fame. Sometimes we give charities. But we want the whole community to know that I have given so much of money, or I am helping that organization, or I am doing this. Yes. And there are reasons when a person is encouraged to put his name, when it is a means of targhib and encouragement for others to also follow. So sometimes you might find some person putting his name, so others know, no, this is a good cause, certain person has given, therefore we should also give. But that's a different matter. A person should try and do everything, or he should not try, this should be his motive, that whatever he does, it should only be for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. خَالِصًا لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ. Only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala writes to Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala once, and he asks, he says, write me and advise me, but do not make it very lengthy. I need some brief advice. So Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, who we spoke about last night, she writes to Sayyidina Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala, after writing salam, she writes, I've indeed heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, he just asked for some advice. Now look at the advice Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala gives Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala. She says, I've indeed heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, he who seeks Allah's pleasure at the cost of people's anger, Allah will suffice him against the trouble caused by people. Your intention should not be to please people. What people will say? What the community will say? In the month of Ramadan, many people have the urge to bring in some sunnah into their life. Sometimes a person wishes to now grow a beard, but he's worried what his wife will say, what his parents will say, what the friends will say at work. So then he refrains. No. Do it solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not worry what people will say. Allah will suffice him against the trouble caused by people. And he who seeks the pleasure of people at the cost of Allah's anger, Allah will leave him to the mercy of people and Allah will not assist him. So it is very important that we do things solely for the pleasure of Allah, and then one should not worry about what people will say. As Abu Umama al-Bahili radiallahu ta'ala narrates, Rasulullah s.a.w. said, verily Allah does not accept any deed except that done sincerely for him and to obtain his pleasure. This is the lesson today, that whatever we do, it should only be for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Before doing the action, check our intention. Bring our niyat in front. What am I doing it for? Am I doing it solely for the pleasure of Allah? Or is it for name and fame? Is it for show? On the day of Qiyamah, we know the hadith where three people will be called. And each person had done that action, not for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but for name and fame. And alim, qari will be called. And ya Allah, I did so much of work for you. And I promoted deen. And I propagated deen. Allah will say, you did it, not for me. So people may say that you were a qari and alim. Allah save us, Allah save us. Allah will say, you got all that. Now you go to those people, now you go into Jahannam. And a person who was very generous, he'll be called. And the same thing. Ya Allah, I gave in your part. Allah will say, no, you gave it not for me. So people may say you are a very generous person. Now you go into Jahannam. A mujahid, a shaheed will come. A martyr who gave his life for the sake of Allah. Ya Allah, I gave my life for your sake. Allah said, no, no, you did it. So people may talk about you and how great you were. Therefore, you also go into Jahannam. May Allah ta'ala save us. May Allah give us ikhlas. May Allah give us sincerity of intention. Especially the month of Ramadan. One of the reasons why Roza has got such great rewards is because fasting is something within a person. Okay, Ramadan, everybody is fasting, but normally you won't know who's fasting unless you see the person at iftar time putting a date in his mouth. There's so many people in the masjid. We don't even know they are regular fasters. They keep fast Monday, Thursday. So there is more ikhlas in a person in Roza, and therefore the greater reward. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat in all our a'mal that we have true ikhlas. Wa akhiru da'wana. الحمد لله رب العالمين سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله وبحمده نشهد